You're not. I don't think the first date spot is like the fucking Irish pub up the street. But no, like,
I think go to like a decent bar.
Wait a minute.
Patty's like, fuck.
This way. This is why we've been single for 10 years.
So you're saying O'Reilly's isn't a good spot?
What the fuck?
Wait, the crack isn't the physical.
Shout out Molly's on 23rd Street. Gary McGonagall.
Toxic. I'm Christina.
I'm Lily.
I'm Patty, aka Input 2.
And I'm Input 1, aka Sean.
Here we go.
Here we go. Obviously, guys, we are accompanied by some guests today.
Ooh, finally.
Oh my gosh. Hi, guys.
Hey, guys.
Hello, welcome. Thanks for having us.
We
have two strange men. We picked them up off the street. They told us that they had an Irish accent.
We imported them from Ireland.
Yeah,
for
we got
G&T.
Them right here from Ireland. They're here in the flesh. But anyways, guys, so we've been talking about in our last few episodes how we were going to be starting a dating app series, which is super exciting. And this is going to be the first episode of that. So
we're just going to have a bunch of men on and grill them about their dating life.
Yeah, basically. Right. Yeah, we're going to be talking to a bunch of people about dating apps, experiences, great dates, bad dates, whatever. And we thought, who better to start the dating app series
than our favorite Irish boys.
Than our favorite Irishmen. Patty and Sean.
Yeah, input one and two.
And also their brothers, by the way.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Very vital detail, everybody. They're brothers. They're brothers and they're single and they're on the apps. If you're in New York City, ladies,
are your most eligible bachelors.
Yes. Yes.
I should say the connection between me and Lily is that...
Oh, we're also twins.
Yeah, we're twins.
Uncanny.
Uncanny.
Yeah, I mean, we look like we shared a womb together, so...
Oh, yeah, no. But anyways, I don't even know how the fuck to start this.
Well, let's get right into it.
Yeah,
first of all, shout out to me and Patrick's combined 802 Instagram followers.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening in.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of clout from the boys. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So where are you guys from? Let's start with that, maybe.
Well, both from Donegal, in Ireland. I've been here 8 years. Sean just moved over here from January.
Newbie.
Yeah, so he's a newbie.
And new to the New York dating scene. Patty is not.
Well, you could still say I'm new.
Patty's like a withered.
Wait, Sean, when did you move here?
I moved here in January.
Wait, seriously?
Three months.
Yeah.
What? Why did I not know this?
I know.
I thought you'd been here the same amount of time.
Literally just January. And, you know, since we're great friends. Oh, shit.
I'm so stupid. No, this is fine. We could keep this in the episode. I was trying to lower the volume of the headphones.
And you definitely.
Yeah, it got very loud.
I turned it like all the way up.
Oops.
This Patty screaming in my ears is not ideal.
Sorry. Again.
I turned it all the way.
The guy with only one earring did not get affected by this.
This guy apparently loves what he's doing.
Patty's panicking. He's like, was I screaming? Was that bad? Am I getting kicked off?
Patty's cried 4 times.
Just jump out this window.
We all had a cheeky panic attack before we started recording.
Oh, yeah.
100%. This whole week.
This whole week has been a panic attack.
Yeah.
But you know what? Here we are. So we have the Donegal boys on the podcast.
Yes.
Yep.
Sean's been here for 3 months. Patty's been here for years. He's a veteran of the New York City
dating app life.
He's a veteran.
A senior citizen.
The Stop senior citizen of Hinge.
It's not my fault I'm old.
He gets like a gold banner across his Hinge profile for being on it for like a decade.
It's actually a 4-star. I don't even know what that means.
All right, so should we share the most toxic thing we've done this week?
Hell yeah.
I couldn't come up with one, so I'm going to let the boys take it away. And then
yeah,
Christina
definitely.
Has a good one as well. But kick it off, Christina.
Yeah, I'll kick it off so you guys kind of get the gist, although I know you guys already got your toxic things.
Cool.
My personal toxic thing of the week is that I was doing an Instagram Q&A yesterday morning, and somebody asked me if whenever I talk about all these like different guys on the show, if any of them ever get jealous of each other, because I talk about so many men that I hook up with on this fucking show. And this girl
was listening and they're like, wait, what?
They're like, wait, that's not me. That's
wait,
also
I was
not
Tuesday
me.
And this happened Thursday.
Right. So they asked, so this a girl asked if they ever get jealous when I like talk about them, and I put on my Instagram story, don't know and don't care, which ended up backfiring on me.
Because they also all watch her Instagram.
Yes, because they all follow me on Instagram. And you guys know I've talked about the Palestinian prince one too many times, which if you guys don't know, it's this beautiful Palestinian man I've been hooking up with for a while now.
Oh, I'm aware.
I've never heard the double P.
Ended up replying to my Instagram story where I said, don't know and don't care. No. And he put like the sad face.
I mean, savage. That's savage. Like, what do you do?
I don't know, don't care.
It's okay, I made it up. So I reply and I go, you're the exception.
Oh, here we go.
She would have said that to any guy that answered.
We support PP.
Yeah, double P, double P.
We're fans of PP.
Great one, Tina. Some of your best work.
I know, some of my best work. I don't really care. Like, I'm a whore. Like, I'm my shit. Oh my God, we broke the mic.
Oh, no.
Continuing.
did it stop recording at all?
No, it's okay. Going now. Yeah. We're all good. Anyways though, Palestinian Prince. We love him.
Shout out.
He's great. The sex is wonderful still. And to be totally fair, I would say out of all of them he is the exception.
That is true.
You know, he holds a special place in my heart and in my
That was lightning.
That was light.
Oh my god.
Well, I feel like that's gonna pick up.
So everybody, before we get electrocuted, it was lovely being on the podcast.
G&T. Oh my god.
I mean, it's fine. We only have 100 cables here.
Nice.
And an alarm. Right. Oh, doomsday.
It's mine.
You guys already know Christina.
9 p.m.
So I don't have a toxic thing of the week. I was on my best behavior this week, but Patty,
That's absolutely shocking.
What was yours again?
Lily just chose the two most toxic people she ever met in her life and brought them on the podcast.
Absolutely.
What did I do this week? Or so last week, met my friend Mark, who's just left New York City.
Shout out, Mark.
Was this on a weeknight?
It was a weeknight, yes.
Okay.
Stupidly. So I had my backpack with me. In my backpack was my work laptop.
Oh boy.
Had like 2 or 3 drinks, had a few games of pool, left the bar, went home, then realized when I was home.
Patty's attacking an invisible person every time he passes.
Get out of the way!
Left my backpack.
So, soon as I went home, realized, oh no, I left my flipping backpack with my work laptop in the bar.
Never.
Oh my god.
So decided to call the bar. They said, yeah, don't worry, we have your bag, all good. Anyway, I was all good. Went there the next morning, went into the bar. They showed me this gray backpack that was not mine whatsoever.
Oh shit.
Disaster.
So then I had an entire Friday of just having panic attacks trying to figure out where my bag was.
Left it in the Uber.
He called me and did we get it several back? times.
It was in the Uber.
Oh no way.
So but the guy told me in the Uber that he didn't have it. So about like 8 p.m. That Friday, I got a text saying, Patrick, we have your laptop. Don't worry. My friend, by mistake, took the car out last night and grabbed your bag. So I was very, very relieved at the end of the day. So it wasn't too bad. He gave me a copy of the Quran as well.
Period.
Yeah, I don't know. I think maybe that was like it. He was like, he needs it.
Yeah, he needs it.
And you probably did.
Yeah, I drew. I was like, oh, take
3 drinks deep and we're leaving the fucking backpack in the Uber.
You know what that reminds me? On my birthday, fucking Sammy left his entire work duffel bag at the bar.
My God.
And me and Martina had to bring you home.
Duffel bag. Of every, like, you know, all his like immigration papers and work laptop. Everything you can think of is in this bag. He does it all the time.
I'm like about to leave the bar and then the guy at the counter is like, oh yeah, like, is that your bag? And I turn around, it's Sammy's duffel bag. Like, and I'm like, yeah, it's
not
my
backpack, a duffel bag.
Duffel bag.
Well, should we explain, Lily? That's how I know you, true Sammy.
Oh yes, we never pointed that out.
Yes, Patty is Sammy's bestie.
Well, Sammy thinks I'm his best friend. I consider him more of an acquaintance.
Yeah.
But this is the start of Patrick's 3-minute stand-up routine.
Patty has a good handful of Sammy good jokes that we will be recycling throughout the episode. This might, and we're going to laugh every single time. And we're all going to love it.
Yeah, this is my villain origin Villing- story. Yeah.
Villain era.
Yeah. Patty's in his villain era.
Fuck you, Sammy. You ruined my life.
Well, and then me and Patty met, and we were like, oh shit, like, it's the Parent Trap, you know? Like, yeah. This is happening. Yes. This is really happening.
Having our Lindsay Lohan
two,
moment.
Yeah, it was
two
a big
Lindsay Lohans.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So now we're besties. Well, and I'm like Sean.
I'm like Brad Lohan, you're like Lindsay.
Yeah.
Who?
There you go.
Brad.
Who the hell's Brad?
Who's Brad?
Like a male version of Lindsay.
You say Brad Lohan?
That's just like makeup Lindsay Lohan's made brother.
Up. Yeah, yeah, she made that up for me.
Wait, does Lindsay Lohan have a brother though?
Please cut that out. What have I said?
So my name is Brad Lohan.
Brad Lohan.
Please cut that out. He goes, please cut that out.
You might know me from The Parent Trap. Actually, I was cut from Colossians.
All of Patty's family is like arguably my favorite people. I love your sisters. Love Sean. And your parents are cute as can be.
Really like Sean? Really?
Yeah, he's, you know.
Not that bad, I guess.
What am I doing here? That's a big question.
This is actually my very first time meeting Sean tonight.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, we've never met before.
Oh, I suppose.
I've heard many great things. Yeah. So it's okay. And I heard that you guys are, you know, I heard Sean, obviously, decade of dating apps. And I was like, get him on the show.
I mean,
we have and we need more eligible bachelors.
Yeah.
Like eagle-eyed listeners will notice that Christina proclaimed at the start of the episode that, oh my God, I can't believe you've been here for only 3 months. How did I not know?
I know.
We've met tonight.
That's right. We met tonight.
They know nothing about each other at all. So this will be fun.
I said that as if I was like, I should have known. Yeah. Like, what?
We met 10 minutes ago.
You've only been here for 3 months. Why did you tell me that?
Oh, yeah.
Fake friend. Yeah, I met you 20 minutes ago. Like, oh God. And Sean, what's the most toxic thing you've done this week?
Well, I did go to Macbeth there last Friday.
Oh, a little Broadway man. We love that. Well, ladies, are you listening to that?
It did not end well.
Thespian.
But no, what happened was after about 10 minutes of us all sitting there in a packed audience, Daniel Craig and Ruth Negga, lightning
strike. So much lightning. Yeah. This is
crazy. Oh my gosh.
But they came out and said that, look, the show was cancelled. So,
oh, fuck.
Which was a disappointment for all in attendance. So then I met a random couple.
Oh, I thought you knew them.
No, I didn't know them at all.
No, we love randoms.
We love randoms.
Randoms. Randoms.
Always changing.
Randoms.
But yeah, a random couple, like nothing weird. But we went to a bar.
No threesome here, guy. Yeah, like, oh my God, no one's thinking that except you.
Oh, shit.
Met a couple.
Nothing
fucked.
Weird here. Nothing weird. He just like threw that in there really casually. No weird shit.
Yeah. But anyway, ended up having a great night. Got really drunk. But I woke up the next day without my bank card or my phone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no lovely. Phone.
I know. But both of which were under my bed after a 40-minute search.
So oh, okay. There. The panic attack ended abruptly.
Yeah, it ended there. Yeah. But that was probably mine. And perfect. You know, fuck you, Daniel Craig.
Yeah. So you went to the play by yourself.
Yes.
So cute. So cute.
No, nice. I will say, going to the cinema and other things by yourself is like greatest thing in the world.
I take myself on like 4 dates a week.
I love like it's the best. It's like the best thing ever. So, yeah.
What were you gonna say there, Pat?
No, should we tell him? should we tell him what we missed? What you missed?
Oh, what you missed? What'd you miss? What did you miss?
I kind of feel, well, our sister.
Oh no.
Oh boy.
Got sister Mary. Shout out Mary.
Shout out Mary. Got us Rangers Islanders tickets for the same.
For Christmas.
For the same day.
For
no.
Oh,
for fuck's
it.
Sake, guys.
I accidentally bought the tickets for the same day.
As the Macbeth show?
Yeah.
So technically you could have just went.
I know.
Directly after since it got canceled.
No, because it was like the last quarter or the third
oh
quarter,
so
third,
like wouldn't
whatever.
Have been worth it. Okay.
Oh my God.
Fuck.
Third I'm
in it. Yeah, Mary, come on.
Shout
get these
Mary.
Boys in check. What the hell. Mary's a queen.
Don't worry, Mary, we got new tickets.
Did you say like your sisters human. Listen to the podcast too?
Yeah.
They love you guys. Yeah, Tess and Mary love you guys. And Kitty as well.
They're so cute. They're so cute.
Shout out to the sisters.
Yeah. They're never talking to us again.
They're like, how the fuck did you guys get on that show?
Yeah, they're like, what is that? They're going to be like, what the fuck is going on?
I know.
They might simulation glitch.
They might actually come visit us now, though, if they know that we're friends with you guys.
Now they'll come to visit you.
They come visit. They're like, can you get us on the show? Come on, guys. If you're watching this, if you're listening to this, which we know you do, come on to New York. The more the merrier. By the way, oh yeah, we never pointed out the our setup.
Oh yeah, we weren't all gonna sit on the bed together.
Yeah, obviously there's no way we would all be able to fit on the fucking bed, guys. So
well, here we are.
So I put my comforter on the
floor.
Made a fort. Yeah. See, this is the beauty of having a Murphy bed. It just goes directly into the wall, and here we are.
All right, guys, so we all know every single detail of Christina's dating life already.
No shit.
Every last detail, even the ones we don't want to know. So I guess now I have a few kind of vague questions so everyone can kind of get to know your dating lives or your, not, I don't know how often you guys are dating, but we'll find out. So how long have each of you been single? When was your last relationship?
So how long have I been single? I think I remember holding hands with the girl maybe in like primary school at one point.
Other than that though, it's been pretty slow.
Man, it's been a pretty long time.
Yeah. For me, it was probably the late noughties, which is the 2000s.
Yes.
Late 2000s.
Ah, yeah. That's not great, guys.
I know. Well, nah. There's been like,
you guys are picky.
Semi, what are they called? Yeah, situationships, I guess.
Oh, yes.
But never like proper. Well, last time I had a proper relationship with somebody was when I was like 19. So it was like a good 10 years ago now.
But
so
you moved to New York when you were younger too.
Yeah, like, so I was 23 when I moved to New York. So
okay,
that's like at least 2 years ago now.
You know what?
Now, can I ask you guys?
They have high standards.
I was going to say, we don't have this written down, but why do you guys like think that you've been single for a while?
Well, like you're just living your best life right now. Like you're not looking for like a wife, you know?
I think, look.
I just put you on blast.
No, because like I've only moved here like a month ago. Or no, January. I mean, I'm absolutely frazzled after that. But no, it's... I think I did. I was trying to get my... apartment furnished.
So you like walk in and you have like a fucking mattress on the floor. Like your girl like shows up in. You're using like a folding chair as a night table.
The laptop is the TV.
I know, but I will say the last like probably since like 2020 to like actually December 21, I went on zero dates.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I really took
it. You're just like trying to like do your own thing.
No, because it was affecting the whole
pandemic.
Oh yeah, well duh, of course. Yeah.
So I just was just like I kind of moved home with mom and dad too, so I was just like kind of just
not
like
the vibe
chilling. Yeah,
not the vibe.
I had a great time and all, but yeah. I don't know, I just didn't feel too super comfortable either, so I mean that's like trying to deflect heavily against what Lily just threw at me there.
Well, you guys are having your fun right now. I feel like sometimes it does take meeting the right girl to be like, I'm good on, you know, going out with the boys every weekend for a bit now.
I think somebody asks you like, you know, why have you been single for so long? It's not like a bad thing. It's like
I feel like you guys haven't met the right person.
Like, you know.
Yeah. And look, it's not like we are at the same time just going, well, like too crazy every weekend though. It's like
No.
Yeah.
But like you're not, I don't know, but you guys do like to go out with the boys and you're having a good time, and like why wouldn't you? Because you don't have a girlfriend.
You mean that Sammy guy?
That guy's when he gets invited.
That guy's insane.
And how long have you been on dating apps?
Well, so when I first moved to New York, I didn't have a smartphone, so I'm not even sure if there was dating apps back then. But when I finally got a smartphone,
Thaddy was literally a caveman. Yeah. When he moved here,
he's got like the razor phone.
It's like banging two rocks together to make a fucking phone call.
Jesus Christ!
Like radiate signal.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm gonna miss the date today.
My rock phone broke. Send her a telegram.
Patty carrier pigeon via Morse code.
I feel like Sean's length on the dating apps is simply iconic.
Right.
We're a decade on the dating apps.
Yeah, we think so.
Yeah, just were about.
They, was it 2002 or 2004 maybe?
2002, bro. That's 20 years ago.
Fuck, 2012.
We're thinking of 2012.
2012.
Yeah. We're not that old, man.
Imagine 20 years. 20 years on dating apps.
20 years on Tinder.
And 20 years on Tinder.
Jesus, that would be horrific. But no, you're going pretty strong over there, Sean.
I know.
You know?
But look, not by choice, but just by... I think, as I said, you go through, I think, spells as well, where you're just like,
you won't use it for 2 years and then you'll
exactly.
Like, oh, during, yeah. during yeah. the summer, you're like swiping a bit.
Yeah, but I think that's like everybody. I think you don't want to kind of start something as well where it's just like, you know, it's just kind of pointless too, where you're just going out for the sake of it.
Yeah, right.
Do you know what I mean? So it's kind of like, you don't, so you just kind of.
Well, I feel like both of you, at least for, like, I know this about Patty, but I've picked it up from you too. You're not the type to like waste a girl's time, a poor girl's time. You're not gonna like just take her out just to like have a girl around. You know, you're gonna try, you're gonna go on dates, but you're not gonna like linger with the girl you're not actually interested in. You know, because some guys do that.
Yeah, but this is absolutely. But it's the thing too. Like, definitely when I was younger, that was the kind of approach. Like, and
well, it's a young thing to do.
But you know what you mean? Like, sometimes when you're like. Just, you know, those moments where you're just kind of like, you're like, wake up at 2 a.m. You're just like, oh. Those kind of ones. That kind of like. Do you know what? You're trying to. You're trying
where are you going with this, bro?
So, wait.
Where are you going with this? I'm interested to hear what you're trying to say.
I am losing it.
Is this got to do with dating or your life?
Hold on, no.
No, like, what talking about dating and we go into the fucking scary.
It's my first time holding a microphone.
You know the 2 a.m. panic attack? Yeah. That's just so surreal.
That shit is different. Anyway, back to dating. Yeah.
Oh my God. Sean, I cannot.
No. What I meant was, you know those moments before you go to bed and you're just like, you think about something you done 15 years ago?
Yeah.
Oh like, my God,
and it keeps,
yes.
you, keeps you up at night. Like, those are the kind of type of things that you look back and you're just like, oh,
yeah,
that's terrible.
Yeah.
So definitely when you're younger, but now when you're a bit older, I hope.
No, that's what I'm saying about both of you. You're good for that. You're not wasting girls' time.
But at the same time, we're like, as much as you hope you are, I think there's sometimes you're probably not as good as we'd hope in terms of communication wise.
Yeah.
Like, maybe being a bit more upfront would be.
Yeah, but would like, you guys say that you're pretty good at communicating? Like,
I used to be terrible.
I feel like it's I guess a little bit, maybe. That's true. But you know what it is as well? Though? It's a lot of things as well as. It's probably in general with life and dating in general. It's like, you know, you always want the ones that don't want you.
Yeah.
Kind of like.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
It's a chaser and runner dynamic.
Yeah, that's the thing.
When like when you want them, they don't want you. When they want you, you don't want like you
I
know.
I don't know.
Well, it's not necessarily that all the time.
No, yeah, but like a lot of dating.
But you definitely like general. I mean, it applies to a lot of things. You just want what you can't have.
Exactly. Yeah. To be fair, yeah. But maybe Sean obviously disagrees, so let's go, bro.
No, I don't.
What was the question? Oh, how long have you been on dating apps? I'm like, how did we get here?
I mean, that's the beauty of podcasting.
Of course.
Go on random tangents. Like, we started by talking about dating apps, and then we go into 2 a.m. panic attacks.
Yeah, of course. Well, that's just a key component to bring up. Of course. Sean's 2 a.m. panic attacks. That's
you know when you wake up at 2 and you go, huh.
that's going to be the name of the podcast.
That should be the... 2 a.m. panic attacks.
Yeah.
Oh, like, you know what, guys? We were gonna start a dating app series. Let's talk about let's dissect this.
Forget that.
Let's break this down. Let's
can I ask you guys a question?
Yes.
So what about like, so say if you guys were going on a date in New York City now with whoever you want to go with, where would you guys go first? Or would you,
where would we go?
Like, what do you guys consider a good first date?
Like a wine bar.
I was gonna say a wine bar is a great option. I realized I've been on so many
board,
like
wine.
Yeah, I've been on so many dates, and what I've realized over time is that like a dinner is nice, but I think as like I started going on dates, it's a little bit too formal. And also, the good thing about going to like a wine bar, just like a bar in general, and like having a cocktail is like, you know, you sit down, you have a cocktail, and if it's going wrong, you could literally just bounce. Like get the bill and bounce. Like, you're not waiting around for a fucking whole ass meal, you know. And it's definitely way more cocktail bars and wine bars are way more like you said, kind of like relaxed and less formal and stuff.
Yeah.
And
it's
like
it's kind of hotter too. In
you're not. I don't think the first date spot is like the fucking Irish pub up the street. But
no,
like
I think go to
like
a
decent
bar.
Wait a minute.
Patty's like fuck.
This why. This
that makes.
This
so
why we've been single
sense.
For 10 years.
So you're saying O'Reilly's isn't a good spot?
What the fuck?
Wait, the crack isn't the physical.
Shout out Molly's on 23rd Street. Karen McGonigal.
Dear God.
Yeah, no, I think a wine bar or a cocktail bar is a great option.
Yeah.
I honestly think that the wine bar that we love, Staffeli's, I think that's like a, there's this wine bar, it's in like borderline West Village meatpacking, whatever. Me and Lily have had a few gin and toxic meetings there. It's like a super cute little tucked away wine bar. It's a Greek wine bar. So good. Ambiance is like beautiful. But you know, I always say that good rule of thumb for first dates is cocktail bar or yeah. wine bar.
Or go to like a place where like you can sit at the bar, get a drink, and then maybe get like oysters or something that you like.
Yeah,
share.
Like a little like tapa.
Yeah. You know? Okay, so like tapa, it's like not, you know, you have something to do with your hands, you're not panicking.
Yeah.
Like, and obviously, like if the date's going really well, if you guys decide you want to like go grab a bite or something like that, then that's like a different story. But like, wine bar, cocktail bar is a great starting place.
I get you.
What's your go-to, guys?
Yeah, I was gonna say, where do you guys bring girls on dates?
So I agree with
that
you guys.
Date you described to me was very cute. The one in Dumbo. It didn't go well, and we'll get there.
Okay.
But that was really cute.
Wait, where'd you take her?
So this was This was maybe like a few years back. Met this girl. Met her on I think it was Hinge. Went for a few drinks down in Dumbo. At the time, there was like an outdoor cinema.
Oh, so, like how cute.
Yeah, that was cute.
Cinema.
But so.
Cinema.
It is a cinema.
It didn't go the.
I know, but you guys call it cinema. We just call it the movies.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, the movies, yeah.
Same shit.
didn't go the most fantastic. So maybe her pictures were a few years later than she said they were.
Oh, come on. I feel like that's the key to a dating program. You gotta be accurate.
You gotta have
about
updated
what you look
photos,
like.
Yeah.
But that wouldn't have been the cutoff point. But we just didn't really vibe at the time. So then.
Closer.
Sorry.
Vibe. What the hell? I do. Oh, you're learning. I always do that to you. I'm like, Lily.
Yeah.
I'm getting vibe. Like, give them my. Rule of thumb is to keep in your minds, give them my glow.
Okay, cool.
Kiss.
So we didn't really vibe at the time, but anyway, next day.
Sean will just make fun of, and they're gonna make fun of anything either the other one says. So just get used to that.
Okay, good. Well, what else can we say? We didn't really get on at the time, I suppose.
Yeah.
All right.
But I mean, more so the date was very cute, like the outdoor cinema.
Okay.
It's so cute.
But then after Lily, then so anyway, it didn't really go. That was fine at the end of it. Yeah, we didn't end up. Getting on as well as I thought we initially would, because we texted for a few weeks beforehand, so that was it. Anyway, we went our separate ways. Then I got like a message maybe like a year and a half later.
Jesus.
And she said, I wrote a poem about our date.
Oh god,
this is horrible.
It's giving horse girl.
It's giving horse girl. It's and giving journalism major.
And
now a poem from
Patrick.
Pat
is going to recite this.
No. So basically then she said, I wrote a poem about the date, and the date or the title of the poem was called A Disappointed Face. Because
apparently when Patty saw her. Oh god.
Disappointed face.
Disappointed face. Yeah. Jesus.
A poem? Like a song would be like
a voice memo. Anything.
Well, she needed to get the old she needed to rid.
Okay, but we didn't need to like send.
Here's
it to the
thing.
Like,
yeah, I was gonna say, you could write a poem.
Oh, well, don't send it then.
If a guy did that to me, I would reply and be like, "Babe, you need help.
Yeah,
help."
I'd be like, "I'm so sorry. No, you definitely spent way too much time on this.
Yeah.
I simply don't give a fuck.
Have you ever considered therapy? It could be great. Could be really good.
You should reply and be like, "What's those when you like go and do the poetry and they all like
poetry slam.
Slam. Yes.
Yeah.
Be like, snaps for the poet. Like, listen, this isn't for me, but like, have you considered poetry slam?
Yeah, like I don't know, Pat. That's
like
that's
fucking
tough.
New York Public Library or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, that's, look, it was probably my fault at the end of the day, so I don't know.
I mean, no.
I thought you handled it great before when you were explaining it to us a little bit. You said that like you just texted her and we're like, hey, that like it was nice meeting you, but this isn't it. Like you
and
were
like,
very
that's nicer than what I would have done.
It.
I would have completely ghosted her.
Yeah.
No. Well,
he's like,
that's just me.
Well, so I didn't.
Good person.
I didn't
Patty's a good person.
I didn't know what to say after, so I was just like, great poem. One of these things.
Praise face.
Praise.
Oh my god. Okay, and what app do you like the most? I know Christina's is Hinge, and I feel like you guys agree, right?
Yeah. Definitely Hinge for me anyway.
Yeah. Well, we said earlier, Tinder's for fucking.
Yeah, I always say Tinder's for fucking or like hookups. Bumble is kind of like that in between where it's like it can either be a hookup or like and then Hinge is more like if you like want something with like a little bit more substance.
Yeah.
That's how I've always looked at it. I don't know. I personally have never, well, which apps are you guys on? Are you on all of them or are you only on Hinge or I've always, I mean, I've had Bumble and Hinge before, and I ended up getting rid of Bumble and only keeping Hinge. Yeah. I've never had a Tinder profile before though. Okay. So what's your like outlook on all the different apps? Like, you say Hinge is your favorite. Why is it your favorite? And which one would you say is like your worst too? That like you just haven't had luck on, or you just like don't really like it.
Well, I'm only on three, so I'm
only three.
Only three. I'm only on like 15, so I don't really know if this is a. But I've been on. Oh yeah, I'm on like Bumble, Hinge, and Tinder. But yeah, I guess like
you don't use them.
Barely use Hinge or barely use Bumble and Tinder. Mainly use Hinge, which is
Tinder. You have about like probably every one like that you get, you swipe about 150 times. Right. Well, it's just like
really.
Yeah.
Oh wait, on Tinder?
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Because I feel like terrible hit rate.
Really? Yeah. Well, I was going to say, I thought that Tinder you would get the most on, only because Tinder, I feel like, is the most known out of all the apps.
Well, it is. There's so many fucking randoms on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, I guess like you're swiping so much because there's so
the
many
creatures,
like...
All the creatures
yeah,
on
Tinder.
Yeah,
there's a lot of bots there, like a lot of...
You know, oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, that's my excuse. Half the time you talk... That's what I use for my excuse for that terrible hit ratio, but yeah. A lot of bots.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For
no,
sure.
I believe that. I've actually had like a few people like tweet me or like, if you remember like Ryan back in the day, he like sent me a screenshot that like he was swiping through Tinder and there was a photo of me on it and this girl, no. She's like only looking to fuck. Like, and it was a photo of me.
I
and
forgot
he's like,
about that.
He's like, I know her. That's not her.
Jesus Christ. But, oh, that's
yeah.
Scary.
I feel like it's probably easier to catfish on like Tinder. Bumble makes it impossible for you to catfish because after like a day or two, like you need to verify your profile with like photos all that stuff. Also, Bumble, we were experiencing this when we were making like the joint fucking account.
I have
for
a Hinge
me.
Account for Christina.
For joint fuck Lily, you have a boyfriend. No, no. I know, Sammy.
No. It's not like that.
You're joining Christina and fucking.
You gotta check out the profile. So,
this is Christina.
Oh yeah, sorry.
I set her up on blind. It says my name, but it says
A voice note.
Yeah. That's
oh, it
good,
says
it says aside from Christina having like the fattest, juiciest ass, she also has a really great personality.
Yeah, that's unreal.
It's and it's just me saying like I'm trying to set my friend up on blind dates. It's pretty, it's brilliant.
It's hilarious. And I did go on
a
date.
And I did send her on a blind date.
Yes. Yeah. I did go on a date. And ended up not going as well as we imagined. The guy was like cute, but you know what? He said on his profile that he was a producer and filmmaker.
Yeah,
and
he's
then we get there.
Broadway actor,
very fucking different. Yeah,
don't say it in front of Sean. You make it upset.
No, and then also the other thing, which like I was being like, so we talked about this already on the show once before, being totally transparent. He had a very feminine voice, and it was
like
throwing me off.
Voice.
Yeah, I hate that. I hate that, bro.
You know, it's just like
totally.
Like,
yeah, man, that sucks, bro.
Totally, bro.
When you see somebody and you like think they're gonna have a certain voice, and it like it just was like so like kind of like
caught
feminine
you off guard.
That it just like it completely threw me off guard. He was a
nothing
very
wrong
nice
with
guy.
That, but like
he was a very nice guy, just definitely like not the one.
It'd
for
be like
me.
If you met a girl who had like a really deep, scary voice, like I'm sure that's fine for someone, but it might be a turn off to you. And sorry, that's just the fucking truth. Like
no, exactly. That's just like everybody has like their preferences. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's just not what I I prefer. You know, so yeah, no, but. That was the only date I went on so far.
We're going to set up another
one. Yeah, we're
going to
try and set up some more.
Oh.
But it was a very, you know what? It was a very chill date.
I'm texting him like, Christina's on her way. She has arrived.
Oh, yeah.
What about, like, what the fuck did she
the
look
limo
like?
Was outside?
Right, like literally.
What
like
about PP, bachelor? Though?
Yeah,
what about double P?
Oh my god, double P was one of the very first guys I matched with on Hinge when like I created my very first Hinge profile back in 2020.
Before she's dating Martine.
Yeah, even before I was dating Martine. Yeah, he was like the second guy
Martin?
I ever went on a date with Martine, which is my ex-boyfriend.
I know.
So
we all know the team.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if he knows, but yeah. So
long story.
Yeah, long story. But anyways, he was like the second guy that I went on a date with from Hinge. And we actually went on like a really incredible date. Had a little kiss after. It was very cute. Met up with him like a few days later. Went to his apartment. Had a little steamy makeout.
Nothing more. Just a little makeout.
You know, that was it. Just a little makeout. And then We always stayed in contact because he was a super cool guy. But the only thing is that, like, romantically, like, we were very into each other, but it just would never work because he's a finance bro. And like, he's so a finance bro. And he just, like, if he was a finance bro, I'm okay with a finance bro. But his hours are just fucking insane. And
you're
then I got
great,
into
like hangout fuck buddies whatever
no
but it's
exactly
just not, like,
so yeah. And then I was in a relationship for a while, got out of that, and then we ended up reconnecting, and then we did the deep.
Yeah. Okay.
But that, and actually, now he's like my little my buddy. Yeah.
Well, not every guy is meant to be like your boyfriend.
Yeah, no,
which
I
is
mean
great.
I actually,
good to know
I
that.
Had talked about this I forget who I talked about this with recently, that I have actually met a lot of guys like through dating apps that like it never worked out romantically, but they were like really fucking cool, and I like stayed in contact with
sure.
like Danny. I told you about this guy Danny. Like, I went on a date with him and he was so fucking cool, and I think we both were able to tell that like it just wasn't really there like romantically, but like we stayed in contact. We still follow each other. He's super fucking cool.
There's a lot
like,
to be said for
that's
that.
Kind of rare though.
Yeah, I know. I guess it depends, but I've always had like some pretty good luck with that. I mean, obviously the majority of the guys, it's like
maybe because you're
you
so fucking cool,
again.
Christina.
Yeah, that doesn't hurt. Hey, there she is.
I am pretty cool.
Some people, I'm like, I almost wish I never dated them because.
Like Sammy?
We would. Yeah.
Oh.
Only joking, bro. Just kidding, bro.
Sammy's like, that one hurt. That one hurt.
Sammy's like, God damn, I should have been there.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, this is what you get for not being a bystander on the episode today, Sammy.
Yeah. You bitch. Like, you didn't invite me. I'm like, I completely invited you.
I definitely invited you. I
invited you. But okay. Like, what? Where is he? I need him here making fun of Patty.
Yeah,
right.
That's true. Yeah.
And then I need Patty making fun of him in person 100%. As well. Could be great.
That's like when we recorded the episode for the Really Bitchy podcast with us, and Hannah was just like in the corner of the room. And I brought all of my podcasting equipment for my old podcast to Rochester and recorded an episode with Lily as a guest on it. And Hannah was just like
for
sitting.
For her old podcast.
Yeah, for
she
my old podcast.
Podcast.
Oh, okay. And Hannah was just like sitting in the corner of the room, just like making comments.
She was like,
comments.
That's so true.
Yeah. Like, hear her in the background.
She did do that.
Yeah. It was so weird.
Hannah, be quiet.
Yeah. Hannah, shut up. Now that Patty is taking a piss.
I'm back, baby.
We're back. And it's time to review profiles. So me and Lily are going to review Patty and Sean's Hinge profiles. No,
they
I'm going to.
Don't look at it yet.
And we're doing Christina's too.
Okay, yeah, no, all right. Said. She's back.
We're going back and forth. So we're going to review theirs first.
This took me 10 hours.
The first.
Oh. All right. Wait. So wait, who's this?
Oh,
Sean.
Dear God.
Okay. It's Sean's.
It's
okay.
It's funny because the first photo is, I have the same first photo too, but it's in a different position.
It's from the same day. Oh my God. Okay.
All right, let's get into it.
All right, so starting with Sean.
Okay.
So the first picture, I'm going to go with absolutely solid, Sean. You're looking fine.
I'm like, could you put it in the middle so I can see?
He's looking
good.
I think
good. That's a great first
it's
photo.
Giving, okay. It's giving he goes to the gym. It's giving maybe he has a master's degree because we got the glasses.
Right.
We got the, you know, like, the is that a mimosa?
Sharp.
Oh, some mimosa, yes.
That's
classic.
Hot.
That's hot.
Yeah.
Mimosas are hot.
I'm an alcoholic.
I'm also a raging alcoholic. All right. So we have the first prompt. This is really telling.
This is where it gets
serious. This is the nitty gritty. Okay, so the prompt is an overshare.
Oh, that's probably good, Sean.
Sean wants to die.
Like,
I want to die for you, to be honest. Like, I would hate this, but that sucks for all of you. So anyway,
that sucks for you guys.
To preface this, as Christina knows, I've only moved over here a few months ago. So
yes. Now we know.
Now, okay. Is this supposed to be funny, Sean, or no?
I don't.
Okay. An overshare. I just moved over. Stop. I just moved over from Ireland. Not quite an overshare, but they don't make prompts for general announcements.
That's not
bad.
Good. I think that's cute.
That's okay,
just
yeah,
like...
Yeah.
They don't make
ladies.
For general announcements.
What he's saying is, ladies, I have an accent. I have an accent. Don't you worry. I'm here.
That's a totally valid question, though, for you guys. Has the fact that you guys are Irishmen helped?
Come on. We already
it's
know.
It's got to. Come on. The accent's got to get the ladies.
Well, like, when they can understand us, it helps.
Yeah.
If they can understand.
When they get drunk, they're like, oh, blah, blah, blah.
They're just like, what the fuck are you talking about? Get out of here, guys.
I think New York especially. There's lots of Irish people in New York, so I don't think it's anything uncommon.
I never met an Irish guy until Sammy.
Oh, okay.
Never in my life met yeah. anyone Irish. That's why me I started either. Talking to him. I was like, what the fuck?
Lily, I thought we were brother and sister.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah. Right. You broke
wait,
the streak.
What is...
Wait. What's this?
Always what's a great sign.
Okay. Sorry. Let's back it up.
6 foot one.
6'1". Yeah. That'll do the trick. Vaccinated.
Period.
We do not smoke, but we do drink.
Period.
Which I'm going to go with, that's complete bullshit. No, definitely smoke a drunk cigarette.
No, I actually don't.
Ah, okay. I do. I'm not above that, so...
What, cigarettes?
A drunk cigarette?
Nope. I have never smoked a cigarette in my life.
Yeah, I don't like cigarettes.
Yeah.
No.
Shout out to Hannah and Jeff. They get it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the girls that get it, but like...
Love a drunk cigarette.
I don't know. I feel like I've never had like a desire, even when I'm drunk. I've hit like a Juul before when I was drunk.
I just like, okay, enough. Like, I have to know what's happening.
Okay, wait. I need to watch it.
The next thing is
Sean walking on a fucking runway. What is going on here? What is this? I mean, you look great.
No.
No. I'd like to put
But like, what
you,
was
no,
this?
No. Let me clarify.
Irish
you
fashion
look great, but the outfit...
I was dressed
questionable.
That way. I was dressed that way. It's yes. actually, if we've got any
what is this from?
Eagle Eye listeners who like the in-betweeners, I'm basically dressed as the same guy who walks down the runway there.
Okay.
But
what is
that,
this from?
That was for like a charity thing at work. Also, I got no direction on whether I should unbutton or button the jacket. which was
He's like I panicked.
Which is all I thought about for like 15 minutes when I was lining up.
This episode is just like gotta be titled like Sean panicking.
Yeah.
Like, a video of you walking on a runway is just not what I expected.
Yeah. But
at
also
all.
I may have walked a bit too fast.
No. The walk is actually fucking
Can I give you a pointer? I feel like this video would be fantastic if you put a prompt with it. Like this would be great if it was like I know one of
do
the prompts on Hinge.
Prompts?
Yeah. Well, one of the prompts that would be great that would go with this is as seen on my mom's fridge.
Oh.
I think that would be hilarious.
Yeah, that would be good. That would
you
be
know?
Good.
Like
That's
if you add
way
like
cooler
a,
than us.
Yeah, like if you add like a funny prompt.
The next photo does not look like you at all.
No, that doesn't
oh,
look
yeah,
like
I took
you.
That photo, I think.
That doesn't look anything like you.
Really?
You have like a
really?
Stash going on.
Well, that was mid-pandemic.
Oh no, you can't.
So there was no
Jesus.
There was Sorry. No guys. There was no guys making haircuts back then, so
True. Well,
honestly, it's because I've longer hair.
I feel like you look like more fit now than you do here.
Feminine, maybe?
Yeah, no, you You know what it is? Your face looks a little rounder in this photo.
Yeah, because his hair.
I'm just being honest. It's the haircut.
Don't do your hair like this again. I like this.
Yeah, yeah so, no, your hair right now is great.
That was actually, that was a pandemic.
Mid-pandy.
Okay, good.
Wait, whoa! I love the next thing. Believe it or not, I once did a gym class with Harry Styles. No
what?
Way!
Here we go again.
I want to hear this.
Like, great.
Where, what class, yeah. what year?
So Harry and I.
We go way back.
Don't you call me baby. You're not you talking lately.
Yeah, have you heard the song?
Okay, sorry, cut that out.
Me and Patty's favorite Harry song.
Yeah. It is, yeah. Me, oh, by the way, me and Lil play the guitar.
No big
song.
Deal. No big deal.
But no, the... So, one day...
one more time.
Basically, this is... No, this is where I kind of embellish the truth slightly. Cause basically I went to like, do you know those Barry's boot camps?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah, so I went to one of them in London.
A lot of celebrities go there, so okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. And then I went with this girl I know from work.
What year was this?
This was in probably 2018.
Okay.
And then she was tapped me on the shoulder. She was like, hey, is that Harry Styles?
I would have absolutely shit my pants.
Yeah. Was that, when did One Direction break up?
Like this was after,
babe.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wasn't like a huge directioner. I don't know if this was like before.
Read the American
during,
history
after.
Books.
This is American history, sweetheart.
Yeah. I mean, irrelevant to the prompt. I'm joking.
Let's get back on the prompt here. Yeah.
Well, I was just wondering because I was like, okay, like, did you meet him during One Direction era or after One Direction
first
era.
Album?
Yeah.
So
that's why I asked.
2018, wow. So he's solo at that point. And then basically the whole setup of Barry's is they do like 13, 14 treadmills, and then they have like their kind of weights below that. So you're on the treadmill for a while and then you jump and do weights for like
Okay, yeah.
And then he was just like a few treadmills down. No.
Did you say anything to him?
No, did I?
Okay.
He was in and out very quickly after the whole session, but like, it was so funny.
I'm sure he was.
The girl who's doing the instructions was like, all right, you, Sean, keep it up, Sean. You're like 14. Keep it up, Harry. I was like, that's Harry Styles.
I would have been freaking
out.
Don't
just call him Harry in a normal fashion.
Wow. Do you know who that is?
Imagine he like threw his weight down, was like, do you know who the fuck I am? Yeah. Do you know who the fuck I am?
Yeah, sorry, I didn't quite get it until you put on the English accent, but now I get it.
That's who she's talking about.
The next photo could not be cuter. Sean, you're looking fit.
That's such a good... Okay,
when was this taken?
Well, wait a
last
second.
Last summer?
Wait a minute. Sean's looking fit. What about me?
We're focused on Sean right now.
We're talking about Sean, right, Patty.
Patty,
okay,
that's a nice photo of you.
Okay, so I think it's a green flag when a guy has a photo of him and his friends on his profile, but not if every single photo is him and his friends.
I hate when it's every single photo.
If it's every single friend, if it's every single fucking photo, it's overkill.
Like, frat boy.
But like, yeah, but like, you want to look like you're fucking social. Yeah. You know, I feel like it's like weird if like your profile is like only
we
photos
have to change
of you
that
sometimes.
Photo.
You know?
Yeah. All right. Well, this is news to me. Then.
You need to change that. I'm helping you.
Hey, look. I'm glad that you don't
this
want to
is everything.
That's such a great photo. Both of you guys
it's
look amazing in
brothers.
That.
It's giving hot Irish brothers.
Yeah, I love it.
But also, you don't want, like, another thing that you alluded to earlier. Sorry. But, like, if you wear sunglasses in every photo, like, that's a no.
Well, no, that's
you
can't a huge
do that.
No.
You can't do
no.
that. Like, so you can't put that at the first photo.
This is
photo,
a nice
though.
One, though.
No, yeah. That's a great one.
All right.
Okay.
Random,
I totally agree.
A random fact I love is 1 second just Googling something that will make me sound interesting.
That's funny.
No, that's good. I like that.
Okay, shit.
Well, it's not bad. I think we talked about like we don't like when people take their prompts like too seriously.
Jesus, no.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, when like prompts are like way too serious.
But
that's a whole
prompt about facts. Everyone's just like, I'm going to say something niche enough that will make me seem like I'm cool.
Yeah, I feel like these bottom two photos are good, but they're not like. Serving you
that does not look like you.
Yeah, like it's not like
well, not that it doesn't look like
you,
but like
the
beard.
Last one.
Yeah,
I feel like
the last one's a
last
cool
one's
photo.
A vibe. Yeah,
it's a vibe, so it's good to have
like
as the last photo. This one I think needs changing though because the mustache and the beard throw me off.
We'll look at your Instagram after, and I'll tell you some photos that would be better. This is overall though.
Yeah, overall I'm pretty impressed.
So, I'm gonna give you a 9. An eight.
Though two of them you're or at least three
no,
of
let's
them
go
are
for we'll, an eight. We'll go for an 8. Oh, I would give it an 8 too.
Now, to be fair, you're cutting out at least 70%.
I mean, what are we cutting out? That's good. That's good.
This
it just
needs
a prompt.
This
it
needs
a prompt.
Because this cannot be real.
Yeah. Other than that.
Replace.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Number 3 is good.
Excellent.
Okay,
could
so it's
be
only like two.
The last one's good though.
Yeah, two photos I need changing, and then one of them needs just like a funny prompt.
We have drink in hand. We're looking cool. We're looking spicy.
But you know, sometimes I sport a beard. You know, and then
yeah.
It's
yeah.
Just like,
Sean looked with a beard. Okay, so now I'm absolutely terrified. So you have to give me maybe like an 8 at least. Just
okay. Let's start with Patty's now.
All right,
here we go.
We're moving on.
But like, okay, so
Patty, I saw yours like a year ago, and it was good.
The first one. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh
all right,
no!
Right,
don't
pass back. It on
I know.
To
yeah.
Us.
Nah.
Okay. All right.
All right. The first prompt's a no for me, dog.
Who's that?
Duffy. Now's not the time.
Duffy, get out of here.
The first photo could not be cuter. If
okay, I'll take it. I'll take it.
That makes me want to cry.
First photo's cute.
I'm living
the
I'm
nature,
screaming, crying.
It's outside our house in Donegal.
Oh, okay, that's in Ireland. That's really wholesome. And now I'm gonna have to roast you.
Okay,
right
roast
here
me,
now.
Roast me. Yeah,
this could terrible. Not be worse. It could be worse.
Okay. Yeah, the prompt says I geek out on Harry Potter. What house are you?
Oh no! Oh no,
Patty.
Okay, Hufflepuff.
I know. Okay, so
I'm definitely Hufflepuff. By the way,
so okay, this thing. Everyone replies to that, and I still have no answer what I am. I just pretend. I just make up something.
You're definitely Hufflepuff, but anyway.
The others ask me.
Doesn't
like,
even know his Harry Potter house. Like, I don't
hey,
know mine.
Hey, what are you? I'm like, Gryffindor.
Gryffindor.
You know what? It's not bad. I just think
you
it's
know
the
what,
first
okay.
one.
You know
as
what I like about
one.
It is that it's asking a question back.
Okay.
So it right. like I like
it's
that.
Interactive.
Like, yeah. It makes it easy
some
for people to reply
Harry
to
Potter.
I feel we're giving a lot of leeway on this question.
Yeah. Bitches love Harry Potter, but overall
up,
it's going to be a no for me.
Sorry, bro.
Okay. Also,
man,
let's not say 5'11". Let's just go for 6 foot. Let's lie.
Well, I am 5'11".
Yeah, you can't lie.
Can't, No one's gonna know if you're 5'11". I would have guessed that you're 6 foot, Patty.
Okay, thank you. I'll take it.
Say you're 6 foot. Why not? Let's just fucking go for it.
Don't have children. Thank you for clarifying.
Thank you for clarifying.
Vaccinated. That's hot. Obviously, we drink and we do have the occasional drunk cigarette, but I'll let that one go.
I think I take this like as like, do you smoke when they ask you that on Hinge as like are you like in a like smoker. Do you yeah are I you a smoker?
Obviously,
if you're having like a drunk cig at a bar, I think it's totally different.
okay,
this.
Oh no, I'm gonna get roasted.
How old is this photo?
Maybe 2 years ago.
I'm so sorry, Patty. It's gotta go.
It's
overexposed.
Is that Casper the Friendly Ghost?
It is. The filter is overexposed.
You look like you've been petrified.
All right.
To call back to Harry
this
Potter.
This one is very cute, though.
Yeah, that next photo.
That is adorable.
Wonderful picture.
That, I definitely get a lot of likes.
This is your sunglass photo. I love it.
Next prompt. Believe it or not, I set the world record for the biggest third wheel. I was 17th wheel at a barbecue once. To this day, it's one of my greatest feats. Nice.
Okay.
He's panicking.
Definitely didn't come with that.
I took this photo.
Yeah, Lily took that photo.
I took this photo looking absolutely spicy, looking rich. It's giving rich.
It's giving rich Long Island boy. Although you're not from Long Island.
I love that.
It's giving rich Long Island boy.
I'll pick the topic if you start the conversation. Best concert, show, musical performance. I like that.
I think that's good.
I love that.
Because then you also get to know somebody's like music taste. Wait, this I love this. Stop. I'm actually a
Patty, the last two.
Wait.
Were the best.
I was just like, wait, your last photo needs to be like your first or second.
I think so. Okay.
Yes.
Cool.
That last
not
this,
first. Not
this.
First. Okay, oh, this! Okay. Oh, this!
No,
one,
no, no!
Yeah.
This one, yeah. This one needs to be your first or your second. This stays as like
so
the last,
cute.
But oh yeah, no, Instagram. Just like Instagram.
But how do I explain?
Photo
people,
is so fucking funny. It needs to stay on there.
This is Patrick's bachelor audition.
Yeah, this is how much of. This is how much
see,
I like the bachelor.
Yeah. This is one, like, you should put a fucking prompt on your photo. This would be a great, I think actually
yes.
There is. I think there actually is a prompt
okay.
that talks where about the bachelor. I'm gonna look. There is a prompt about The Bachelor, and that would be
I just feel like both
amazing.
Of you are so funny. We need to show how funny you are on your profile.
Okay, I'll take it.
Because I'm telling you, bitches love funny guys. Like,
bitches
you,
love funny
obviously,
guys.
You're both very attractive, but I have seen
okay,
some,
all right,
I've seen some creatures of men get hot girls because they're funny.
Not, wait, this would be
Pete Davidson top, but like Pete Davidson, hello. Like,
if you put my submission to National Geographic with a photo with a flower.
That's funny.
We did try to get in the Skeets bar last day.
The advertising for the moment I knew my modeling career was over, that would be great for that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's fair. That's
shout
fair.
Out Skeet.
Let's see. What else? The advertisement for my life has going fucking pre-coffee me.
Or candid. Jesus, my dog looks at me like this.
I know. Me during Fashion Week. Fucking. It'd be like, let me introduce you to my alter ego.
That could be me, yeah.
Wait, that's a good one. I kind of like that.
Right.
It's still bad.
Or this photo.
Oh, here we go.
The boy is revealing my profile.
Okay. Here's the thing with the first photo, right? It's giving orgasm face.
Period.
No, and I'm living for it.
Okay.
Am I wrong?
No, wait, no. I need.
Like, what would you think? Would you be like, oh, she's a wild thing?
I want your brutally honest opinion.
No,
if
like,
you're like,
okay.
You look fucking horrible,
no.
Like, let me know if you
think
it's cringe.
It's very professional.
Very professional, yeah. It'd be, it looks like somebody who would turn left on my profile, to be honest. Like,
ah, yeah. Me and Patty are not matching with her, that is for sure.
Okay.
That is absolutely
that's,
for
that's
sure.
I mean, I think that's a compliment, to
yeah,
be honest.
Yeah, it's common, guys. You're
okay. Would it wait, real question though. Would it intimidate you? Would you be like, ah, she's definitely not going to match with me, so I'm just not going to match with her?
I know. I'd definitely, give, oh, her, yeah, I definitely give her the right.
Okay, you're going to like take your chance anyways.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
cool,
yeah.
Cool. All right.
The hallmark of a good relationship is sarcasm and bullying.
Out of love.
That's good. Yeah, I got you.
Christina
yeah.
loves to bully people, so that's appropriate.
It's my favorite thing. I'm a hater to my core.
Wait a okay. second. Sorry, let's go check here to the right.
Yeah, so
okay. Yeah, I have a lot of my stuff like hidden just because it's like, I think it's like not, like if I don't like smoke or anything, I don't know. I don't think it's necessary.
No, some
like
people,
to put like the don't want kids or
no,
like
yeah,
have
yeah.
kid. Like,
what was
I
thinking?
If you have it, it's fine, but if you don't
have
it.
Yeah. If I have a kid, like I'm going to put that I have a kid. But,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know.
Now you have to.
Yeah.
What was
okay.
I was I thinking, really?
Does this have volume?
Terrible idea by me.
Where's the volume? How do I? Oh.
Oh, there you go.
It's.
Oh, I am crying. I like that. I thought it was funny.
Is that a speaker on your shoulder?
Yeah, yes. That's when we were in Florida.
Is that like a new Apple thing, the speaker shoulder? A shoulder speaker?
I actually don't know. Who's no. Is that your speaker?
It's my speaker.
I was going to say, I don't know whose speaker right, that is.
You know what it's giving? It's giving, hey guys, you know.
It's giving for, like for fun.
First photo was like, hey, you know, look at me. Second photo was like, oh, but I'm a laugh also.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty fun. We like to have fun
I
around
don't
here.
Think it's cringe. Do you guys think it's cringe?
No, yeah, what no, honest nah. opinion.
No, no, not cringe at all. No,
it's
no.
not too okay. bad.
You guys, if you need to be mean, I need you
no,
to
oh, know, no, I know, I know. I know. I need you to give me a fucking ass.
Don't worry, I'm waiting for it.
No, no, not mean, not mean, not mean.
Okay, okay. I like this photo.
Okay, a little bit mean now.
I think, Christina,
I don't think it's one of your best photos.
I don't think it's a good photo.
You're way better looking than that.
I know, I just, I thought it was like a casual, like,
we can't even
cute
see your face.
In the street.
Yeah, no.
I don't know.
Your I hair, feel like we have other ones that are better.
Yeah, I mean, I put this, I know my hair is like kind of covering my face, but I figured like you could fully see my face in all my other photos, so I didn't think it was
Did
a good
photo. Did you ever watch
deal.
The Incredibles? The cartoon.
The yes. fucking what? The daughter?
Yeah.
What's her name again?
Oh
Violet
my god.
Or something?
You are giving Violet from The Incredibles. Wait, that's everything.
No, it's a good photo, but there's probably better ones maybe.
Fair. Yeah. Okay. Totally fair.
Your hair
I
is
agree.
Like, your hair is like 95% of the entire photo there.
Fair. I don't know what it is. It's just like you have better photos. That's what it is. It's yeah. not that it's a bad photo, but you have better photos.
You know exactly. what? When like people like you, obviously on Hinge, like they have to like something like about you. And that photo, I think, is my like least
yeah.
like matched with.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
Okay, I won't shut up about how September by Earth, Wind, and Fire single-handedly brings society together.
It does.
Absolutely brilliant,
right.
in my opinion.
Yeah,
that's a good one, yeah. I like that one, yeah.
It's just a fact, yeah. is really it is. What it is. Okay, perfect. Next photo I love.
That's great, yeah. That's
she,
a great photo.
She went
yeah,
on
yeah.
this Pilots to the Rescue thing and saved dogs.
It was a rescue mission to save dogs
okay,
from
but
kill
like,
shelters.
It's pretty cute.
But how do we know that, though? But also, it's a great photo.
I don't feel like you need to know that, though.
Yeah, that's fair, that's fair. That's
yeah,
fair.
Maybe people... Also, it does say Pilots to the Rescue. I mean, I feel like it maybe sparks people's curiosity because I have a puppy. I'm very clearly in an airplane.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I don't know if I would have known it's an airplane. But I know that you say
really?
That.
See, I wish like you could put like your own cat. I would have put like some
like
sort of thing.
It's a cute picture anyway.
But if you press the photo, does the thing not pop up?
No, yeah.
No,
that
you can only do that if you like import it from Instagram.
I like this photo.
I like yeah. the photo too, yeah.
Okay,
photo,
I think it's cute.
Okay. My lips are chapped in it. That's my only critique
I don't think
for myself.
Who cares?
But
I mean,
who
the
cares?
Dog doesn't mind.
Right.
Right. Together, we could shotgun espresso martinis.
Great shot, great shot.
I like
fantastic,
that.
Fantastic, fantastic.
I don't know what shotgunning is.
When you
so shotgun
normally
a beer.
You, yeah, normally you would shotgun a beer and it's like when you like
put a hole
it,
in it.
You stick a hole in it and chug it. Which obviously you can't, you can't technically shotgun espresso martinis,
okay.
but like the point of it is like we could like down espresso martinis,
okay.
you know?
Okay, cool.
fair.
Okay, me and my best friends, that's cute. I feel like you have to show that you're not like a fucking loser.
Yeah, I think like a friend photo is good. I don't know, what do you guys think?
Jeff's in there.
I like this picture.
Okay, that's a great
yeah,
photo.
Yeah, that's nice, yeah.
That's a great photo. That's a great photo, yeah, yeah.
I like that one because I was like, I didn't even upload it because I'm in a bikini. I'm just like, I'm tanned, I'm natural.
No, do you know,
like,
what?
You know?
No, I will say, do you
look
know what's
great.
Good?
You look great.
It's the fact that it's like, you know, you see the first photo, you're like, oh, it's just going to be a string of like these really professional photos.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
they're not though, so that's like.
And yeah. she has no makeup on in like most
yeah.
of them. Like
oh,
this
yeah.
one, the last
yeah.
one.
Look, I'm not, I didn't even notice that, so.
Yeah, but if you were like actually look, you'd be like, oh, she's like naturally, she's not like, you know, having loads of makeup on. Not that there's
yeah,
anything
yeah,
wrong with
true.
That. But.
All right, well, what is your final, what would you rate my profile?
Eight.
What's your like final thing?
It's giving 8.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be 8 because,
I
you
suppose.
Know, there is one there where it's given very Violet vibes, so.
Yeah.
Okay,
know.
Fair.
That's
fair
an, that's
critique.
An automatic 8.
All right. I'll take it. Yeah. I gotta switch the photo. I actually, you know what's funny is I originally wasn't gonna upload that photo. I was gonna upload, I'll show you. I was gonna do this one instead from the same night. It shows my face a little bit more.
Yeah, that's good.
But
that's a bit better.
I don't know.
That's very good.
A little bit better, but
yeah.
I'll have to like so you guys know what we're talking about. Obviously, you'll see the photos and everything
yeah,
on
yeah,
screen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cool, cool,
if
cool.
you're watching video.
Yeah,
but absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I suppose we can jump right into like the profile red versus green flags. Like
yes.
what do you let's start with the boys and kind of what they're look like. I don't know. Like, you know what mine the first one that comes not that I have Hinge, but like if I did, I hate when people have the voice memo thing and it's not funny. Like, oh, when it's serious.
If it's so serious.
It is so cringe.
When you're like, when it's like, what do you look for in a relationship? And they go on the voice memo and they're like, I just
need a loyal girl.
Loyal girl who's going to be my rock.
Who's
going
to take care of me. Like, ew. Yeah, what are you doing?
But, yeah. Whoa. Yeah, if you guys have any red flags that stick out to you immediately. We already talked about sunglasses in every photo. Red flag. Okay. Like, you know, what else did we say?
You can tell the photos are old.
Well, I would say
old photos.
I would say probably 95% of the girls in New York love tacos and margaritas.
Oh,
in their
my
profile.
God. Oh, that's, I, you know what? I see,
like,
the margarita
everyone loves
thing.
Tacos
that's
and
not
margaritas.
Even just like the girls thing. The guys too. I see that's so fair, many yeah. profiles of them being like, we'll get along if you like margaritas on a Friday night. And
like,
it's
you're
like,
not
all right.
You're not
yeah.
quirky
yeah.
or funny.
Like,
you're not
like,
funny.
Let's use like, something else. Let's make it different.
Meanwhile, Christina's like shotgun espresso martini.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
which,
like
shotgunning
funny.
An espresso martini
isn't, a
isn't
thing.
Even
a
like
joke.
Physically possible.
Yeah.
But like, you get the joke, you yeah. know?
But it's not a red flag, but it's just like, you've seen it like 20 times.
Yeah, yeah. It's overkill. Yeah.
I don't, it doesn't have to be a red flag. There's things that kind of are like
things that you don't like.
Yeah. Definitely for me is when they put up stuff about what house of Harry Potter you're in. that's
so
number
fair.
One.
So fair.
Harry Potter references.
No, I'll tell you what. Again, similar to Patty, like, I don't think there's much like voice notes. I just think they're a bit weird, but.
But on the other hand, though, if they're actually
if they're,
funny,
they're done this, right, they could be yeah, so
this,
funny.
That is such a good.
This
bit,
one
like,
girl
style.
Had a really funny impression. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah,
but
if you can do a really good impression,
laugh, like,
that's
yeah.
a great one
it
to put
really
in.
Funny.
But it has to be really good.
It has to be good.
Like, or God, that is just horrible.
But the classic then is like, what's the one? It's like, how will I fall for you if you trip or something? That comes up like 90% of the time
God,
as well.
That's horrific.
Yeah, that's a lot. That comes up
if
a lot.
They're all serious. Like, you have to have something funny on your profile, or it's just, as a friend, as a date, it's not going to work. Like, I feel like you have to have some kind of, whether it's like a funny picture, a funny prompt,
but
anything.
But it is hard to. Like, you can't get
it,
your
I don't
whole personality
bent over laughing,
so.
But it has to be something like not so fucking serious.
I know. But it is tricky, like, especially with that. Like, it's hard to. Like, we've had friends that have been very good at, like, just being funny, writing stuff. And, like,
yeah, it's
sometimes
hard.
Sometimes you just can't get it through text. Like,
but even something as simple as shotgunning espresso martinis, I'm not, like, dying laughing over that, but it's funny, and it's, like, something, like, not so fucking serious. You
know? Yeah.
Or, like, you know,
yeah,
if you're, like,
you,
I have to take a shot before every date or something like that. Yeah. Like, something just, like, not so serious. I don't know.
Fair, yeah. Fair.
Mine would be like, gotta hit the bong before a date.
Yeah, Lily.
Fair.
Well, so many times I meet Lily and I'm like, have you hit the bong, Lily? Yeah.
Yes, Patteroony. A few bongs deep, actually.
But tell me this. So have you guys, well, I know Lily possibly hasn't, but Christina, like, have you ever seen like an unbelievable profile? You're like, oh, this guy's gonna be unbelievable. Then you meet him and you're like so disappointed.
Oh my God, so many times.
Yeah.
There was this one guy who was like, absolutely fucking gorgeous, like on his profile. He was like black, like hair, tall, a little bit tanned. He was like super, super cute. And then we get on the date and he was the most boring man I ever met. I told you about him. I used to call him Brick Wall Guy. Because, yeah, I used to nickname
him. She
has
a nickname in her
notes. I have a nickname for every guy that I went on a date with.
We've got Double P and Brick Wall.
Yeah.
Oh, there's so many. I have Crazy Dog Guy. Oh, yeah, we had Crazy Dog Guy, which we now have renamed as just Dog Guy.
He got mad. He listened to our podcast.
Got mad that we called him crazy. But then me and him made amends.
Like 2 years ago.
I know. We made amends. He's cool.
This podcast haunts me. I swear.
I know. But yeah, no, so I used to call him Brick Wall Guy because we went on the date and I literally thought I was talking to a brick wall the entire time. Like, this guy had like he could not carry a conversation for the life of him. And like, I'm a great person when it comes to like handling conversations and making a conversation flow. So like, if I cannot make a conversation work with someone, then like, it's really not a me issue. Like, it's definitely a them issue.
I feel like me and Christina too have like pretty dominant personalities where we need someone who's either gonna match our energy or be more so.
You know what I mean?
No, I know.
Like, you're right.
We need someone who's like can
very
fucking, like, Sam can talk all
there,
day.
Yeah.
Like, I need that.
Because
sometimes when I go out, I don't wanna fucking be the only one entertaining the group. Like, I need someone else to. It gets exhausting. You can't be with a guy who's, one of my exes was like super quiet and it was exhausting.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Everywhere I went, I had to tell every story, and like he would just sit there and be like, yeah. And I was like, come on, help me out here.
Exactly. Like, do you guys have green flags for a profile? Something that you like you're like, this is amazing, like right away when you see it?
See, the thing is with like, you know, you never really know until you meet them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, no matter what it is, that's a great green flag for a profile. Like, it's only when you meet them first that you know that's going to be like, it's going to work or it's not going to work.
Is there like a thing like, when you guys have like gone on dates from dating apps, has there ever been, is there like something that like you'll go on a date and if they say this or like do this thing, you're, it's like an automatic fuck no. Or the opposite. Is there something that you go on a date with a girl and then you're like, this is an, this is like a total green flag. This is a fuck yeah. You know? Or it's kind of just like you feel it out.
There definitely is. I'm trying to start and think here now. You go, do you know any genre? Well, if they don't like Macbeth, Sean's like,
I mean,
big Broadway girls only.
Nah, not at all. Not at all. No, I don't know. I don't know if there's a big thing as a type either. Like, I don't know if this is something that's like.
Well, that's, I would say one thing. Like, if they start talking about something at the start that you know they're going to like. It's going to be like a topic of the conversation for the whole time. Like,
like,
I don't want to talk about politics my first day. Like,
no. People who talk about themselves too the whole time.
Or their ex as well.
Or like, so have you had any luck on Hinge? Like, then talk about every date they've ever gone on.
That's like, what are you... Why are you on Hinge?
Yeah.
Like, come on, like 90% of the
Why are you on Hinge? What do you think? Like, what a stupid question to ask. Mm-hmm. For me, it was always like career and like how well they take care of themselves was very important to me. Like, you have to have your own life, friends, like a good solid career, hobbies, like it all has to be there, like, or else you're just gonna end up taking care of them all the time. And it's, it's like long term. Like, you gotta ask. If you're like into them by like the second or third date, you got to start getting a little nosy and asking some questions like, so like, what do you do on the weekends? Like, do you have a life?
Like, also, you know? Like, you know, you're not asking like ask questions about like the fucking like ex and like past relationship stuff on the first date. I feel like that's weird if you go into a first date and right away be like, when was your last relationship and why'd you guys break up?
Yeah,
like you're don't talk about that on the first date.
Yeah.
Like, that's something you bring up like maybe on like the third, fourth date or something once you guys are actually comfortable with each other and then you're going to start going into that stuff. I think it is like you should definitely know about like your partner's like past relationships, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because what if like, imagine like, then you finally ask them like, oh, like when was your last relationship? Like, you know, whatever. And they're like, oh yeah, we dated for 2 months and we broke up because I cheated on them. Then you're going to be like, well, that's fair. Like, you know.
So, good to know. But it's maybe not like not a deal breaker, but good to know.
Yeah, it's just not something you ask like right away.
So
but
that's a question for you guys. Like, so let's just say somebody cheated on somebody in the past. Is that automatically red flag forever?
No. I think if they're like a serial cheater.
I would note it.
Yeah.
And I would ask them, did you get caught? Did you tell them?
It's better if they didn't get caught or what?
No, but like, how did they find out? Like, did they like go through your phone and have to find out? Or did you fuck up one night and then the next day tell her?
Also, I think it depends on like the level of cheating too.
Was it emotional? Was it emotional, physical?
That's fair. Yeah, if they were like, I was drunk at a bar and then I fucked a girl versus like, oh, like me and my partner were already having a lot of issues and like I was very vulnerable one night. Like, I don't know. There's like a lot of
love with someone else. Sometimes I know it's fucked up, but I understand that happens. And
At least it's like you're mentally checked out.
Not just fucking some random girl when you go to Vegas with the boys.
Yeah, exactly. I think it definitely like it depends on what the cheating is.
Yeah, it's fair. Yeah,
was it physical? Was it not? Was it emotional? Was it not?
Like and then like a bad person.
Yeah. Well, are you a serial cheater? Did you cheat multiple times? Was it like a one time thing and you like fully owned up to it? And you know, I think it depends.
It's definitely good to know though.
Yeah, but you should definitely, that's like the type of thing that like you definitely want to know. You know?
Yeah. Now we're going to talk about best and worst dates. And I just kind of like off record asked them, have you ever gone on a date with a girl? And then it turned into like dinner, drinks, and then you ended up going out the whole night and having like a fucking night out together. Crack.
Totally.
Yeah. Those are the best. I think those are the best dates because even if it doesn't like come of anything, you had a fun fucking night.
You had a great night.
You usually end up, you know, she ends up coming to your place. You know,
I always tell people like, they're like, when people like are like, oh, like I'm afraid to go on dates because like I don't want it to go bad or something. I always tell people like every date is a story to tell. Whether it goes
and if it goes
great,
bad, you fucking
if it goes
leave.
Bad, like if it goes bad, you could just leave. And then you know if it goes great, wonderful. You always I look at all like I don't regret any of my bad dates because I look back at them and I tell fucking stories and how funny they were. And also I think bad dates are great for like
2 hours of
growth in general too because you figure out what you don't like.
2 hours of your life you can leave the bar like you're gonna be fine and it's worth it because you. you never know.
Yeah.
Also, like, we were talking about, like, when you end up having, like, a great night out with a girl or a guy, whatever. Me and Christina, like, just talked about this on the last episode, saying how, like, just because someone's nice, like you said, just every nice guy.
Yeah, my favorite quote is that you don't have to romantically like the first guy that's nice to you.
Or the first girl that's nice to you. So, like, you can have an epic night with someone and, like, hang out with them multiple times and, like, have so much fun together, but, like, there might be some reason, like, maybe they're like, oh, I'm moving to LA in a few months. Like, there could be some reason why it's never going to work. Or, like, there's, like, something about her that, like, long term, it's probably not going to work. But, like, you can still have fun with someone. Yeah. And, like,
when you think about it, it's literally then just,
that's, like, what dating is.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's just like, it's just a friend. Like, friendships are technically relationships minus the love. Yeah. Yeah. It's the same shit.
Yeah.
Like, when you really take it, you know, when you piece it by, take it piece by piece.
Especially in New York as well. Like, because, you know, you meet so many people the whole time, so
And I feel like as long as you're transparent and you're not like, you know, you're not, if you're getting vibes that they're like falling in love with you, then you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah,
like, you got to be, you know, transparent. But it's, if you're just having fun
panic attack, run, panic attack.
Wait, I actually have a question for Sean. So, I mean, you've only been here for like a few months, obviously, but how has the difference been between like the New York dating scene and Ireland? You moved here from Ireland?
I moved directly from Ireland.
Donegal. Okay. Yeah. So how would you say, so far the dating scene has been like, has differed? Have you seen like differences or like anything that like stands out?
Not necessarily. Look, I suppose I haven't been on a huge amount of dates over here, which is not the most,
Well, what I said before, how like in Ireland, you know, somehow you have a mutual friend or like, oh, I know your older brother.
You probably put a wee bit more pressure on yourself.
It's like small town vibes too.
Kind of, a little bit there, where it's just like, oh God, I hope I don't like say something stupid or just like, or it goes horribly wrong and then it's going to like,
she's going to tell all her friends. Yeah.
So you're always a wee bit guarded, I think. Mm. And when you're like, when you're younger, especially too, you know, I used to get wild nervous going on dates. So you'd be like, kind of the first like half an hour would be just like, basically me being like, and did you watch the TV show?
She was so nervous.
Stupid conversation. But so that kind of, like that whole situation, I suppose it can get in your head slightly, but
here there's no pressure because if you don't like them, you never have to fucking see them again.
Right. The odds of you seeing them are like so slim. It happens, but it's very rarely.
Yeah.
But like it's still been, it's kind of nice as well because I think it's a different kind of, like New York, I'm sure that if people have been here for a long time, they have probably like hundreds of stories of like different dates they've been on and stuff, and it's just like
Patrick's like Patrick. I have a few. I am
100 years old, so
pretty close, we're getting there. So I feel like that's the, I mean, I'm just even thinking about where I'm from, like the difference of dating there is like if something happens between you guys, everyone's gonna know about it, and like it gets around friend groups, and then like I don't know, and then it's complicated because then you can't date any of their friends, and then it's just like a whole thing, and it's like, oh, that's my boy, sorry, I can't go on a date with you. But that, like versus here, you have no ties, it's all good, like you don't really have to worry about that type of thing. Okay, so we already talked about the bad date you had in Dumbo with the girl who a year and a half later wrote a poem about how horrible her date with Patty was.
I have one other bad date as well.
Have you told Sammy that story?
Yeah, I told him. Yeah, he told me to tell it. He was like, "Pat, you have to tell that story."
It's so good. I mean, Sean, any bad dates that stick out to you, or?
Yes.
here we go.
Mostly, no, they're not like. I mean, I don't have any poetry to show for the end of my dates, which
unfortunately,
which is disappointing. No.
Hashtag a beautiful face.
Yeah. Or disappointed.
I know we want beautiful face instead.
The sequel. Obviously.
The sequel.
We need to be like, you know, graceful and respectful of the date, but you can also roast her if you need to.
Yeah. This what are the odds?
We make fun of men all day. It's only fair.
I make fun of men that watch the show.
Yeah. It's only fair.
Like, I'll be like, yeah, I went on a date with this guy. He knows I'm a podcaster. He knows this is my show. I bet you're watching this right now. You fucking suck. Like, I don't care. Like, whatever.
We love PP.
Like, share the bad date.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Well, God, I don't know if it's not that good though. Basically, I wore like a really tight kind of beige top.
Okay.
On like the hottest day in the year in Ireland.
Oh no! Fuck, okay.
And I went to like the top floor of this like kind of new bar, and I was sitting down. I was like, you know, kind of psyching myself. She was way out of my league at this point too, by the way, so hence added to the stress of the situation. So I was like sitting down, I was like, all right, okay, here we go, And then I looked down at the old pits and they were,
drenched. Oh my God.
So I threw on my jacket, hightailed it downstairs and was like, had to wait for outside. I was like, so we're actually going to another place down the road here.
Where it's nice and dark.
Yeah, it was nice and dark. And cold and ice was thrown at my face all night. But basically I had to keep my jacket on for like, so you're just dying. My face was just like profusely sweating for like an hour and a half.
Oh,
and you know, you're talking to someone and you just know that they're just like,
they're
no,
yeah. They're like, ah, no.
They're just like, end this now.
Yeah.
They're like this.
Painful.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was bad. The other time was, the cinema dates are never good though.
No, I say, I think going to the movies is an absolutely terrible date.
Oh, I had the worst idea. Oh, I had terrible idea.
Patty's like, let me tell you.
Yeah. So I bought two tickets for this girl to, me and this other girl to go to the Jersey Boys. Bought them online.
Wow, that's really great though.
Bought them online. We get there, completely wrong seats. So she had to sit in one place, I had to sit in the other.
No fucking way. No fucking way. Oh my god. That is horrible.
Oh, it was terrible.
That's so awkward.
Was it like a far distance to see?
I was like,
hello.
No.
Hey, Chris.
No way.
I'll see you after.
Yeah. That would be awkward even if it was your best friend. You're just like, bye, dude. Like, see you after the show. Like, what the fuck?
No. Wait, so what'd you guys... So you guys sat separately through the whole show?
I was like, hello.
Oh, my.
Was it like after the show you guys got up?
Intermission. You're like, enjoying the show.
Intermission. Double wine, please.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That is
Did
horrific.
You guys at least like spend time after? Or was it just like bodied by that point?
We just shook our hands. We're like, great to meet you. I hope you like the show.
Wow.
We went for one drink after, and then she swiftly left.
That's but like,
and then she said bye.
Never saw her again.
I know. But, like, no. But sometimes you might get really into the movie.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I went to see Arrival. Back in 2016, spoilers for the 2016 movie Arrival. But there's a sad bit at the end.
Did you cry?
Yeah.
That wouldn't be an ick for me.
If a guy started crying,
you were like weeping, I'd be like,
I didn't.
Yeah. I would think that you were doing it to like purposely be like that guy.
I feel like it could depend on like what you're watching.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I feel like it could depend. Like,
if
imagine
they cried
like you're
during
like
a wedding scene, I would be like, stop.
Like during Mamma Mia, you guys go to watch Mamma Mia, he starts like sobbing. I cried during Mamma Mia. But if my date started crying, I'd be like, stop. Oh no.
Yeah.
It's a little weird.
Oh my God.
Why are we crying together?
I just can't believe you got seated separately. That's so funny.
Well, tell me this. Tell me, you guys, now, what was your best date you've ever been on?
Oh, that's a good question. The best date. Okay, so my best like first date.
So this is a good question. Is it first dates or any date?
Well, oh, I guess it could be any date also.
Well, the best with
your long-term boyfriend is different.
Yeah, it's very, because I'm going to say, fair, I think like fair. My like best like date, first like, date. Yeah, I'll say my best first date. I think one of my best like dates in general though was with my ex. He took me like on a Doors Off helicopter ride, but that doesn't like count.
That's way better than what me and Sean.
But that's like,
do you want to see your rival?
No, but it was like for my birthday, we've been dating. Like, that's fair, so it's different. My best first date, I would actually, honestly, I'm not gonna lie, I think my best first date was with Dog Guy.
Dog Guy.
Because, so basically, I know we nicknamed him Dog Guy.
Dog Guy.
And you know what it was? Dog. Is, yeah, we matched on Hinge and he had like a super cute dog. And we were originally making jokes saying that he should bring the dog on the date. It was like a 10 week old Australian Shepherd puppy, like something like that. It was like a baby, like so cute, maybe like a, I don't even know, but anyways, so we were making jokes saying that he should bring the dog on the date, and he actually did end up bringing the dog on the date, and we went out to brunch together, and we made sure to go to like a pet friendly restaurant.
Oh, that's great.
And yeah, we ended up going to the, we went to the Grey Dog, and we got
perfect.
Wait, yeah, perfect.
Yeah, great place.
Perfect. I called them ahead of time to make sure it was dog friendly. They like I could tell like through the phone they were like giving me like a what the fuck, like what the fuck do you think, like face. But you know, we went and we had like some mimosas, whatever, we had brunch, the dog was there, dog was so cute and so lovable. And then after that, we took the dog to the Chelsea Piers and like let it run around and like have fun,
great,
and we like
yeah.
played with it. And then we went and got like another drink after that. We spent the day, like the date was at, like, because it was a brunch, It was at like 11 a.m. and I didn't get home till like 6 p.m.
Jesus nice. Christ.
Yeah. We like just
that's
like.
That's a bit crazy.
Yeah. We just like holy spent heck. So much time at brunch and then let the dog roam around. And then we. Yeah. It was actually a really great
brunch
first
day is
date.
Always good.
Brunch is bit of a always boozy brunch, an amazing. Because
you never know where you're
going to
end up.
Terrifying, but also.
Yeah. I get way too drunk.
Right.
Yeah.
It true. Could be scary. My
Sean's
scariest.
Like, no, that's
my
a
scariest
recipe for a blackout.
Yeah. It'd be fun, but it is.
Yeah. No, my scariest drunk moments have definitely been. From boozy brunch.
Yeah,
absolutely, 100%. But yeah, no, I would say that was my best first date.
That's good.
That
one,
was like
yeah.
a really good one. I'll like never forget that. Other than that, I mean, I've had like good like first dates before, but like
yeah,
nothing
yeah,
like
yeah.
none of them. That's like wow, like
yeah,
you know, I'm like trying to like.
I mean, have a good first.
Think.
Date. Me and Sammy started dating in like April of 2019. For my birthday that August, it was like the first birthday we shared
together.
He hasn't topped it yet, guys. It was pretty good. He did the boat ride thing where like he canoed me through Central Park.
Oh, that's
and
cute.
And then on the canoe, he gave me tickets to see my favorite band, Catfish and the Bottlemen, which was like
oh, sure,
I
Catfish
so
and the Bottlemen.
Cool. Yeah, it's my favorite band.
I was there for that. He was asking about that.
Yeah, yeah. Like, and then we did a dinner right where the boathouse is in Central Park.
That's a good idea.
My God, that's
boathouse.
So cute.
That's great. That's great.
That
that's
was pretty cute.
That's a good
oh my
one.
God.
He had a joint rolled for me. He didn't even smoke. He doesn't smoke. He just gave it to me. It was like,
oh my God.
You.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
cute.
Yeah, yeah.
It was really, that was like definitely our best date.
Yeah.
That was, and it was like cute because like no one had ever put any effort in for my birthday in my entire life. So
yeah.
I was like, wow, that's this nice. Is really nice.
That's unreal.
Yeah.
Come on, Sammy.
It was nice. And then. The other best birthday I had was when you guys threw me. Was that the same? No, it was the next year. You and Sammy threw me a surprise party on your roof.
On my roof, yeah.
That
yeah.
was epic.
Yeah, that was so funny.
No, we were like friends, but like not like close friends.
You couldn't go.
Friends.
I don't. You went to my brunch, but you couldn't. You went to Long Island. It was that.
Oh,
birthday.
It was that birthday. Oh my God, I had. Yeah, I went to your brunch. I couldn't go because I had to go back to Long Island for my cousin's bachelorette. Remember?
Yes.
Yeah, but we then, did the brunch, and that's when I met Hannah and Iman.
Oh
really?
Remember?
Oh
my God, that's
yeah. At that
crazy.
Brunch, I gave them my like, Gregory's code at that brunch. Like that's yeah. how you know. Like I like besties. I knew they were gonna be real ones.
No, that was a funny. That was Sammy was like Patty. I gotta make this great birthday for Lily. We're gonna have a great time.
You sound exactly like him. I know.
Then he was also like, okay, by the way, Patty, you have to make everything. You have to do everything.
Yeah, Sammy didn't help him do. It's like Patty had to get all the decorations, set the whole thing up. Sammy's like, you. That's what he did for my last birthday too. Like you and Martine set up that whole thing in Central Park for me.
Yeah,
and like Jeff and everyone, you guys like, you got me all this food, all these decorations, and Sammy just brought me there.
Just brought you there. Yeah,
but Sammy, Sammy was like, I have a surprise for you. I'm like, no, you're bringing
you
me the surprise.
You don't have
that
a surprise for me.
Did.
Yeah,
I love you, Sammy. You nail my birthday every year, but that is so true.
And Sammy walked in like this, like, whoa.
Like, yeah.
I did everything. I did everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sammy likes to have other people set up the birthday party and then be like, Lily, I threw you a
take
birthday
the credit.
Party.
Yeah.
I mean,
and you know what, Sammy, that's absolutely genius of you.
It is. It is kind of
genius.
Genius
move, Sammy. Genius.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love a good birthday. I feel like birthdays are really important in relationships.
They are. I feel like absolutely 100% of my significant other isn't going all out for my birthday. I don't fucking want it. Like,
yeah. Note that, guys.
100%,
100%, noted.
100%.
Yeah.
Doesn't have
I mean,
to be
I guess
like,
some people are like
bands, but like,
no, I think some people day. Are like, yeah, exactly. It doesn't have to be like the most extravagant yeah. thing ever, but like, I
you
feel like making sure
Central
yeah.
Park picnic is the go-to because
oh,
it's
yeah.
technically free.
That's it's easy. It's free.
It's
little
so
Trader Joe's charcuterie board with some wine
yeah.
and you're
yeah.
good.
If you set it up and make it look
so
cute,
memorable,
that's so thoughtful.
You can get someone to set it up for you and then take all the credit.
Right.
That is the key to life.
All
right, guys. We end the show same way every week. Here we go. Toxic confession time.
Yeah, we have a toxic confession for you guys. Same exact thing. We gave them the just before, obviously. Submit your toxic confessions to us via Instagram or whatever platform. Anyways, got this DM, thought it was quite funny. She said, I just thought of the funniest toxic confession. This is from when I was in high school. She said she's 23 now, but she can't believe she ever did this. She said she gave her first blowjob, and obviously she had no idea what she was doing. Turns out the guy was a huge douchebag and told everybody at the school how bad it was. She said, I responded by telling everybody that the reason it was so bad is because he had a chode, so it was impossible to work with.
Okay. Oh.
So that shit backfired on him. She was like, well, it was a bad blowjob because he had a fucking tiny ass dick. I didn't know what to do with it.
That's brilliant.
Brilliant.
Anyways. All right, the ladies of New York, if you're looking for a man,
we have two eligible bachelors in the room. I'm, you like, know them. You guys. Love them. Shoot us a DM at Gin Toxic Podcast.
They're like, you are like,
please don't. Please don't.
In the eligible bachelors.
Oh, God. Search for them on Hinge.
Right.
We're definitely bachelors. Eligible or question.
Oh, God. All right. Well, that's basically it. Thank you guys so much for coming on. Right. We hope that it was...
You guys killed it.
Yeah, I think you guys killed it.
I just want to thank Christina and Christina and Ali for having us on there. Thanks very much.
Yeah, we're
great
out
of fun. Great out of fun. It's our first podcast ever. You know, we've like
probably
the only one ever. Yeah. Like, we've huge followers. First of like, between us, we have like at least 300 followers. So we just want to thank you guys for, you know,
all the support and the love.
Well, I'm like, what two attractive straight guys that are on dating apps can we have on the show?
Right.
Immediately. Patty and Sean. I mean, all it's just absolutely discussing. Perfect. The girls are gonna love it.
Oh, yeah, God, you guys were perfect. Kickstart. You set the bar extremely high for everybody else we have in the series.
Yeah,
debatable, but hey, look, we'll take it.
They're like, "Are you sure we still can't cut the entire episode?"
Could be good. Could
like,
be
is
really
it too
good.
Late to back out now? Maybe just like crop our heads out, of the shot.
Yeah. Put like emojis over their face, like the 100 emoji.
Shout out to the sisters of the fam.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. I hope you guys. Yep. And shout out to Sammy. I hope you guys had a good laugh and enjoyed this.
Oh my God, absolutely. well, thank you guys so much for listening. You already know the drill. Make sure to go follow us, you know, at Gin Toxic Podcast, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and have a great day, guys. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Thank you.
Take care.